So we were not very wealthy, and I remember though going regularly to the library and book. I liked books, and I would get out books. And I remember, at local school, I did well, but it wasn't a sort of resoundingly academic environment. But I mean, I like novels.
Wonderful.
I got interested in biographies and almost anything. I just sort of lapped it all up. But it was weird because I sort of this might I always. Joke that this might explain why I'm interested in genetics, because I would say my family background was not overtly academic, but of course the genetics were extremely academic. So I sort of thought there must be something in me that makes me very interested in academic things, and I think this may explain why I was interested in individual differences and possible genetic roles in individual differences, because the environment was not very conducive. I mean, my parents were pleased when I went to university, but there was no pressure to go to university. And my brother and sister, my sister married when she was about 19, she didn't go to university. My brother dropped out of university in the first year and had a very varied career as a postman and running a shop and all sorts of things. But we're quite a close-knit family. So the other thing about the family was that it was a very, very happy, stable childhood. So I'm lucky, and I think that really helps. I mean, I have nothing but positive memories of just sort of, we didn't do an awful lot, and we didn't have a car until I was about 12.